Where did the Bible go wrong? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Bible story. Where did the Bible go wrong? Solving Bible mysteries is quite an interesting thing. It's something that theologians and metaphysicians have done from the beginning of Bibles. And the first Bible, let's begin with, is in ourself. This is where the infinite divinity dwells. Jesus told his disciples, go within to the Father who heareth in secret and rewards you openly. The Bible is within us. We are told to listen to that divine beingness within us. Okay? Now, as we listen to this divine beingness within us, everything goes right. And then we have our bodies, which are supposed to be our original purity and integrity, and they always were and always are. But we allow our body to be in an environment of imperfection. We allow our body to be in an environment where we stub our toe. And we say, oh my goodness, I stubbed my toe. How terrible that is. And as we say that to ourselves, then we feel our toe is stubbed, and we feel that our environment is a negative environment and not desirable. And then in our environment, we look at somebody else who is not living their purity and integrity as we are, and we think to ourselves, they are not living their purity and integrity as we are, and so we judge them. This is why the term comes to us, judge not, lest ye be judged. For with whatever judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And so we don't judge. And now we go on and on. Now, the Bible has written down the story of the religious development of the people for different cultures around the world and for our own individual self. Our Bible is what shows outside of us. What do we believe? That's what our body and our mind show. That's what our affairs and our experiences show. What do we believe? Now, the mystery is that we know that every thought is a thing, and that when we put a negative thought in motion in our life, we get a negative effect, and when we put a positive thought in motion in our life, we get a positive thought, and we think, gee, that's quite definite, isn't it? Now, where did the Bible go wrong? Well, the Bible didn't go wrong. It's just that the Bible is a story about how people search for their divine self, and how they look here and look there, and how they want to put names and labels on everything outside of themselves. They want to forget that the divine is within them. The divine is not outside of you. The divine is outside of you only insofar as it is a reflection of the divine in you. Your eyes do not see something out there. Your eyes see something inside, and that is what you then see outside. This is very true. If you understood the physiology of seeing, you'd see that it is a strange and marvelous thing. In the first place, and according to our eye structure, everything's upside down. If we were really to live as our eyes would see it, we'd be walking on our heads, so to speak. And that's very odd, because we are doing absolute contrary. Well, that's the beginning. And from there, it goes from step to step. If we could change our attitude and just flow with reality, and how we choose to have reality be. There are some people in the world who do not have the ability in their seeing to put things right side up. They see things backwards and forwards, and they see things in a very interesting way. Now, that doesn't make it right or wrong. It merely makes it how they see it. And when they're taught to see in a proper way, not a proper way, but in a way that the rest of humanity has become comfortable with, if they choose to see that way, they will. Now, what if you were born in an area where you were the only person. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? If everyone abandoned the area that you were born in, you were left there alone, and you had to fend for yourself. Now, Ramus and Remus, they founded Rome, according to legend, with the wolf feeding them and taking care of them, and Tarzan being taken care of by the apes, and many other stories, fictional in fact, all of little consequence. All just showing that the natural beingness of humanity comes forth in its purity and goodness. If Cain and Abel had been left alone and not been trained by their parents to live by their parents' standards, Cain and Abel might have been two of the most glorious beings on the face of the earth. But no. Cain and Abel represented what happens when people try to tell other people how to live their lives. When people, instead of encouraging little people, "You're a genius, you always know what to do, you're so fantastic, what is it you're trying to tell me by this here? And what is your picture show? Describe your picture to me. And don't you describe their picture to them, have them describe their picture to you." These little children will then tell you things that you never dreamed of seeing or knowing in that way. We live in a very fantastic world. We live in a world that's filled with wonderful stories of people's activities and people's lives. Some of them with tragedies and some of them with the unhappinesses. And then there's those what are called fairy tales, happily ever after stories. Stories where the boy and the girl get married and live happily ever after. Where the family finds the treasure that they've been looking for all their life, usually within themselves. Where all the great things in life take place, the happily ever after story, the Pollyanna type story. Truly, this is where it is all at. This is where all of our understanding and all of our awareness and all of our beingness are. As we become aware who and what we are, as we become aware of our divinity, we'll realize that we have no mysteries to solve in the Bible. Why some things are contrary and why some things are proper and why some things are supportive and why some things are demeaning, we don't have to understand that. Because it's just people being people, finding themselves. Now, I suggest to you and to me, I would like to walk my spiritual path, as we call it. And to walk my spiritual path means I give 100% of my attention to seeing things from the spiritual point of view. And the spiritual point of view is good and very good. And if any non-good thing comes into my attention, I immediately turn my attention from it to the good things that are in my awareness. And as I continuously and as I totally keep my attention on the good, that is all that I know. There are people in this world who do that. In fact, the majority of the people do that on the majority of things. As we have said before and pointed out before, how many people out of the 6 billion people on earth are in hospitals? Infinitesimal. How many people have illnesses? Infinitesimal. How many people are mean to each other? Infinitesimal. The general idea is for people to love one another, to love themselves, to be whole and perfect, to live in healthy bodies. Regardless of what sort of diet they have or what sort of experiences they have in the outer, they live in an inner purity and goodness. If we were to live on the diets of some of the third world nations and some of the poverty nations, we would be hard put to be happy to live, only because we have known other diets. Not that the diets were good or bad, but we have known other diets, and we have heard other information as to what is beneficial for us. Now in the Bible, there are many times that things happen to the people. And the Jews, we often marvel at their not liking pork. Well, there was a time in the Hebrew tradition, in Hebrew history, when the pigs had a trichinosis in them, and the swine were not proper to eat. Now, they didn't know that. They just knew that the swine were ill. And the priest said, no swine. Just absolutely no. They had to be categoric about it, because otherwise the people say, well, maybe we can eat it now and then. Maybe we can do this. Not at all. Now, they didn't know how long that condition would last with the swine. And they just presumed that you had to be categoric and say no, and have them believe it and follow it. And it's a mystery to people who don't know the details, and we don't really need to know the details. But we're guided by an inner wisdom to do and not to do things to our benefit. And so as we always follow the things to our benefit, it doesn't matter whether you have swine or not. It doesn't matter whether you have vegetables or not. It doesn't matter whether you have whatever you want to eat or not. It only matters what is your attitude about it. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And the Bible has always taught that God is a God of love. And it's a mystery how God could be so threatening and so terrible and so demonic to people. And yet that's what people have come to believe through the various churches and the various teachings. And what is it that is going on? It's merely the minister's way of keeping the people in line. It's merely the church's way of controlling their congregation. And Jesus said, it is the Father within you who doeth the works. Go to the Father within. He didn't say go to the priest. He didn't say go to the rabbi. He didn't say go outwardly. He said go within. And we're still trying to solve that mystery. Why? When everything tells us this, in every philosophy, in every religion, go within. We're still going without, and we're still raising our hands in prayer to a God in the sky and something outside of us. And why? It's a miracle and a magical thing for us ever to consider. So, Bible stories are fun. When you look at them as something, as a guide, and not necessarily as a truism or something that is a gospel, but something that is for us to guide our lives. Where is God? Inside. Is there a God? Oh, you bet. It's the divine within each one of us. It is that spark of life that dwells within each one of us that is given to us from the very beginning in our physical bodies, in our mental bodies, in our spiritual bodies, and it will never be taken away. We may take our physical, spiritual, or mental body away from it, but the divine, God, the absolute, the allness, the isness, can never be taken from us. So let's live in that awareness and be quite happy with who and what we are, because we are indeed wonderfully made. Have a good day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.